The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's a beautiful day, and in some corners they say, hey, it's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. And I would say maybe it's even a Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce kind of day, because Todd Thompson, President and CEO, is here with us in the studio. Morning, Todd.
Morning, Meg. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. I'm so happy. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
I don't think I can stand it. Being a chamber girl and everything,
right,
I mean, I
right.
do have kind of a soft spot for chambers of commerce.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's happening? Did you have a good weekend? How are you?
Yeah, it was pretty laid back weekend. You know, you need those every once in a while.
But, yes.
With everything that's been going on, we had a busy week last week at the chamber.
I know. You were listing off all of the different networking events. Tell us some of the things y'all did last week.
Yeah, so we had our joint business after hours with the Gulf Breeze Chamber.
That's which, always fun.
Yeah, always a great event turnout and just amazing opportunity to get to, you know, bring both chambers together for networking and fellowship. And it was really a great evening.
Bridging the gap, as they say.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then we followed that up Friday with our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast at Scenic Hills Country Club, which was it was fun. So Gulf Coast Wildlife was our sponsor for June, and they, you know, if you get critters in your house, they come and get those. And we actually had a surprise visitor. They brought They brought Rocky the raccoon, who is their mascot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met Rocky the raccoon.
It was my first time meeting Rocky. So
wow.
It was very very exciting, but a lot of fun. And
I heard Eldon Scott comes in on Fridays from Sonny's Barbecue, and I heard he said he emceed the breakfast.
He
was
the
that?
MC this month. He was amazing. You know, Eldon. I mean, he's always going to bring the energy and a lot of fun.
The fringe.
A few selfies there.
Did he wear his red shoes? Did you see
he
those?
Did wear the red
oh,
shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
If you weren't with us on Friday, he had these sparkly shoes, kind of like Dorothy's shoes.
Right.
But sneaker style.
Yeah.
Bright red ruby slippers. They were hilarious.
I mean, if you know Eldon, he's always got the red shirt.
Yep, the fringe.
The cowboy hat.
Right.
But this with the red shoes just topped it off.
It was really great.
It was awesome.
And he said he got it especially for you, Todd.
Well, you know, I'm honored by that.
So that's always fun. About how many people show up for that network?
We get about 120 to 130 each month, sold out, you know, in advance. So really any of our events, you know, I would say, get registered, make sure that you get your spot saved, because we don't want you to miss out. But we had to turn away some folks because it was full.
Oh gosh, that's always tough.
Right,
Well, if there's someone was interested in some of the events, what do they need to do? Because I know you have a newsletter that goes out. You have an email that goes out today.
We're still putting that together for today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some information about the upcoming 4th of July fireworks.
Excellent.
That we're doing with Pensacola Young Professionals. Very excited about that. I think all the arrangements, everything's coming together. But if you have, say, a food truck or another type of mobile business that you would like to be a part of the 4th of July fireworks and be set up on Bayfront Parkway, then you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com.
Oh, it's got its own website.
Yeah,
now we're stepping up.
You can sign up on a vendor form there, and you can be set up. We've already got a number of food trucks that are signed up, and talking to some other folks that might have some other activities. So, it's going to be great. We're hoping for, praying for good weather on July 4th. It's a Friday this year.
I was going to say, I was just checking my calendar. It is on a Friday.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
Yeah. So it kind of leads into the weekend. But No, we're excited and happy to be bringing it again. This is the third year that the Greater Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals have worked together on the fireworks for downtown Pensacola. So
and you have a great company that you work with. I have to put a plug in for Pyro Shows.
Pyro Shows, they're amazing. Yep.
They're out of Tennessee, and they just do an amazing job. Do a lot of the fireworks all along the Gulf Coast.
Right, yeah. So most of the shows on the Gulf Coast, they're involved with. And
And you mentioned, we were talking just briefly about that, that the good news is that a lot of the fireworks do come from China. And it looks like so far so good in terms of pricing, right?
Yeah. So talking to the guys about this year, they're saying they're not seeing the impacts from tariffs on fireworks yet. Mm-hmm. But they are concerned if those tariffs are in place for next year, then you will see an increase in prices, and that may impact. I don't know. Maybe make the show shorter. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But that's one of the things I send out a Monday newsletter. From the president's desk, and we're putting that together. But that's going to be a question that we have on today's e-blast. Are you seeing impact from the tariffs on your business yet?
Mm-hmm. And that's a great question.
Yeah, just curious to get some feedback from the business community on, and also, put the size of your business in there. So do we know if it's larger businesses or smaller businesses, or is it across the board that people are seeing impacts?
The one thing that I've heard just from a few of the business owners that I know is that they're some of the goods that they get, the products that they get from China, particularly some of the places, T-shirt companies, people that are getting mass produced items with a logo on it or something like that, are starting to see that upcharge on those. So that's been harmful, I think, to those folks.
Yeah. So we'll see, So
it'll be interesting.
It will be, because it's President Trump's kind of negotiating tactic, and we'll see what he does in the future. But we want to know, is it having an impact now, or is it still going to be a few months before we see more impact on our businesses?
Well, I think it's great that you're going to have some data to look at rather, rumor versus fact. You'll actually have some numbers, and I think that's going to be really valuable going forward.
Yeah.
Especially kind of as a ground zero, like right now is when it's just happening.
Right.
So six
right.
months from now, you could do it again and see what's happening. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, just getting that feedback and, like you said, kind of get that baseline for where we are now and be able to compare that in the future.
Now, does your newsletter only go out to chamber members, or can someone subscribe otherwise? Or?
Sure. And actually had someone email me this morning. Hey, I want to get on your email distribution list. So you can email news@PensacolaChamber.com and just leave your email address, and anyone could be added to the e-blast. Now on Friday morning, chamber member news that goes out.
I love that one because that says everything that's going on. It's very, very thorough.
Exactly. And that's, if you want to post, like any chamber member, you can post if you have an event, if you have an announcement, anything that's upcoming, you as a chamber member can add that every week. You can have something in there every week if you like, but that's only for chamber members. So it's
well,
one
how
of the,
many chamber members
big,
do you have?
Big benefit. We're just over 1,100.
That's a lot of businesses.
Yeah. So
that's getting it out to a lot of the prime people in this community.
It really is. It's a great opportunity to get it in front of a lot of folks, a lot of the key business people in our community. Mm-hmm. And I hear all the time from people like, oh yeah, I saw this in member news, and I'm glad I knew about that because I saw it in member news.
So. It really is helpful tool.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Todd Thompson. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question for Todd this morning, we've got plenty of time. 850-437-1620. Speaking of membership, maybe we should, you might have some folks listening that maybe just moved into the area or they've had a business. How can they become a member? What does membership mean? I know you have different levels. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So to get information about membership, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com. Our website, and it's got the information about the different levels, benefits that go along with each membership. Our entrepreneur level is our entry level. It's $450 a year, just over a dollar a day. But you get the ribbon cutting for your business. You know, it doesn't have to be a new business to get a ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. Any new chamber member gets a ribbon cutting, which is not just we show up and cut a ribbon and leave. It's really a production. We come in with our ambassadors
over the years,
Do it live on our social media platforms, and then we do an interview following the ribbon cutting with someone from your business, you know, to talk about your services, your hours, your location, anything that people need to know about how to get in touch with you. All of that, you know, we cover in that interview, and it's just a great opportunity. I think we have over 14,000 followers on Facebook.
Wow, so, that's great.
And those stay up on our social media platform, so people can go back. They get shared by our ambassadors. So, you know, it's really a great benefit being a chamber member. But again, you know, like I said, you get to post on our member news. You can post on our chamber calendar, which is the most visited page on our website. Mm-hmm. So it's a community calendar, but again, you must be a chamber member to be able to post your event on there. But you know, some businesses really take advantage of it. Like mm-hmm. they've got posts like through next year.
Right. I mean, they're on top of it. I know who they are.
Right.
But so, I use it as a reference, just like the Friday newsletter, but then the calendar of events is really helpful. It's very valuable to just be able to keep track of everything that's going on. And then as a chamber member, just the networking events in and of themselves, to me, is worth the price.
Right.
Because just meeting people, I'm still old school that way.
Yeah,
meeting people in person, shaking their hands, giving your old-fashioned business card.
Right.
Even though it may have a QR code on it.
Yeah.
that's what I'm seeing these days.
Some different types I know some people like, they just take their phone and you can just do it. Phone to phone.
But even that, it's still valuable to me, is making that connection.
Yeah, and that's what we've really found over the last couple of years, is that people want that personal connection. They want networking. We do a networking luncheon every other Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So not this week, but next week on Tuesday and Thursday for chamber members. You know, someone sponsors, they bring lunch for everyone. And they get to do a presentation, but then, you know, everybody goes around the room and mm-hmm. gives a little pitch about their business, and then there's time for networking. So it's another, you know, way that we provide that networking piece that a lot of people are looking for, particularly small businesses, you know, getting engaged, getting connected to other folks. But that's something we talk about a lot as a staff. So how can we create more of these networking opportunities? Because there seems to be just a real hunger for that.
I think so. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's almost one of the easiest things to do. And at the same time, finding that place in the calendar, because this is a busy town.
Yes.
And there's just so much happening. Plus, people don't realize, talk a little bit about some of the other things that you do as the Chamber of Commerce, because you're an advocate for the business community in so many different ways.
Yeah, so we've taken positions on certain issues, outlying Field 8 or OLF 8.
There was some big news this past week.
Yeah. So the county has agreed to go with a company, Tri-W, represented locally by Chad Henderson and Ashton Hayward. So they're going to begin their kind of review, do their due diligence and see if they can move forward, hopefully, you know, to start getting OLF 8 developed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of property out near the Navy Federal campus. And, you know, it's, you know, from the chamber's perspective, we want to make sure that 271 acres that are zoned for job creation, mm-hmm. that they stay in that, you know, because it's really the last piece of property that we have in the county that we can do this type of job creation and bring some really impactful businesses to our community. So
it's been in the news for a long time.
Right,
this has been a long, how many years? This has been a long process.
It's over 20 years
that
this has, you know, been something that started out of the chamber in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
A land swap with the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully to see this come to fruition will be very exciting and impactful for our community.
Do we know yet what the plan is? I mean, I'm just curious. I don't know.
So there's a master plan that was adopted by the county It's been a number of years, so they'll probably have to go back and revisit that in some capacity. But there are opportunities for, there's Triumph Gulf Coast dollars that can be used to help develop, you know, some of the infrastructure. Hopefully that will be taken advantage of. But I mentioned right now there's 271 acres that are zoned for economic development and job creation. We want to make sure that's maintained and that, you know, Florida West and our economic development partners can go out and recruit those companies to come in with good, clean, high-paying jobs that really benefit our local economy.
Well, with the way that our community is growing, we're going to need those jobs.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a very exciting prospect.
Very true.
We're talking with Todd Thompson, President and CEO. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection on Pep Talk. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. And you can also listen to this conversation again, any of our broadcasts. We have a podcast on our newsradio923.com page. Go there, go to podcasts, and there's a special section, Pensacola Chamber Connection. You can listen to all of the interviews that Todd's done in the past several years. If something strikes you, you can always re-listen to it. So it's kind of a nice resource. And you can always download it or put it on Facebook, whatever you like. So.
Yeah. It's something I refer to often to, you know, be able to share. And I have people tell me that sometimes they miss the show, but they go back and listen to the podcast. So it's a great resource to have.
Yeah. So what are some of the other things that you're involved with as a chamber?
So a big issue that's been in the media a good bit lately, and yeah, I think there was even an article today in the News Journal about child care in our community, and it's you know, it's a challenge. And the article today referenced, you know, the pay that goes along with the for the child care providers, you know, those workers is low, and it's you know, it's hard to get those folks, because if they can find a job that pays a little bit more, you know, they'll do that. But yeah, it's something I hear about a lot, and I really want to give credit to Mayor D.C. Reeves for bringing really the entire community together to have a summit to discuss this a few weeks ago. I was a part of it. I think there's going to be a follow-up meeting in July with some potential resources and some things that, you know, we'll be able to put out to folks. But it is a challenge. The Early Learning Coalition here in Escambia County has spots for kids, but they don't have enough workers to meet the ratios that are required. And so hopefully there are some things we can do to help incentivize folks to get into that. Because I do think that there are people who, you know, want to work with kids and be in that area. But it, again, you know, with what the typical pay is, it's just a challenge to keep folks at that level. So there's something to be done to, you know, boost that up a little bit. And, you know, one of the things that Mayor Reeves did with the summit is he brought in folks from Miami-Dade County who were in this position 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and they got together and said, okay, what can we do? How can we leverage the business community, local government, nonprofits? How can we all sort of leverage each other and support this? And they've had some real progress and success. So hopefully we can do something similar here.
Oh, what a great idea and such a huge need in this community. So kudos to all of you for getting together to address this situation. Is this an open meeting, or is it a private kind of meeting at this time in the planning, or
like any government meeting, it's open to the public. So I don't know the details on the next one yet, but you know, I can share that when it's finalized.
No, I think it's great that they're addressing that, because certainly that's a huge issue.
Right.
And with the minimum wage going up, it does affect some of these other types of positions.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, other businesses increase their pay and that impact, you know, so yeah, it definitely.
The domino effect,
right.
which is a negative, unfortunately, in this situation.
Yep.
So that's exciting to be able to work on that. So we know we're doing that. We've got the fireworks, which, you know, a total switch.
Right.
of something really positive. It's interesting. And you have leadership, too, now.
Right.
It's a new class. The old class just finished their project.
Yes, and we just announced the new class.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that is out there, and looking forward to getting them kicked off in August. You know, it's a 10-month program. And they'll get the behind the scenes look, as you know, well know, of, you know, everything that goes on in our community, you know, education, healthcare, the military, local government, going to Tallahassee, see how state government works, local infrastructure, you know, just law enforcement, all of that. You get the behind the scenes look at what makes our community tick. And it's pretty cool because I've had people who have lived in Escambia County their entire life go through the program, and they'll tell me afterwards, like, I had no idea this is how, you know, the school system did, you know, something with maybe their busing or transportation or something like that. They're like, I had no idea that's what went into it. And there's so many moving parts and dynamics. And so it is really a great program. We will have the nominating for next year's class starting January, February of next year, which will be here before you know it. It's amazing how fast it is.
I know.
You know, it's a great program, and really encourage folks, you know, and that's something, it's, you don't have to be a chamber member to be in the program, but the cost is more. So, you know, we always say, if you join the chamber, you're going to save a little bit of money.
That's true. Of all the events and the golf tournaments and everything else that y'all do throughout the year.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to mention this morning?
You know, the summer's kind of a slower time of year. I mentioned the fireworks that are, you know, coming up. We have business after hours on June 26th at Woodlands on 9 Mile Road.
So, oh, that'll be fun.
Be up, you know, that part of the community. But yeah, we you know, kind of dial it back a little bit slower, give our folks a break, start planning for next year. But, you know, again, if you want to know more about the chamber, if you want to join, you can reach out to Willa Licata. She's our membership guru. You can call her at 475-4999 or go to, again, to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. Get more information, but Willa can give you all the great details you know, about your benefits and all the things you get out of a chamber membership. And, you know, it's like I say, joining the chamber is like joining the gym.
Right.
When you do it, you get excited and you tell everybody. But if you don't go and you don't use it and, you know, really work out, then you don't get the benefits. It's the same with the chamber. If you join and don't really go to the events and use the different tools that we have, you're not going to see the benefits. So
that's so true. And I've been fortunate to be in your chair in some different chambers in the area and over the years. And I have witnessed new businesses come in with just very skeleton staff, just getting started, entrepreneurial, join a chamber. And some of them join all the chambers in the area, which we say, hey, do it. It's reaching out to all the different businesses. And then a year or two, 3 years later, you see them thriving.
Yeah.
Because they've really taken advantage of the networking that's available. But also, there's lots of learning that goes on too. You offer lots of workshops, lunch and learns, and things like that that go on throughout the year. And it's a great way to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the community.
Yeah.
Because you guys are connected. You know what's going on. I mean, just talking about Mary's this morning.
that's why we call this show the Chamber Connection, because we want people to get connected with the chamber, with other businesses, with what's going on in the community. That's what it's all about, is connecting the business community to everything that's going on.
Well, and you're also, so you're an advocate for the business community, but you also, I mean, one of the deals is that you do have those connections with the politics, with the politicians in Tallahassee, with the different people who respect the chamber and what you do in the community. So they're going to come to you to get your opinion and advice and input on different issues.
Yeah, and hopefully once they wrap up session, we'll have some positive things to report, some things that we advocated for this year that look like they're going to get over the finish line, but until it's official, we don't want to celebrate because you know how that goes.
Well, 4th of July, maybe we'll know.
But,
so we'll shoot off the fireworks then.
Right.
To celebrate.
So, but you know, that is one of the cool things. Also, you get to advocate for the business community at local level, state level, and even sometimes in Washington, on issues that are important to the business community.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing a great job, Todd. Have a lot of respect for you and what you do at the Pensacola Chamber. Todd Thompson, President and CEO, is here with us this morning, and you'll be back again in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
A couple Mondays from now.
Yep.
So in the meantime, your contact info one more time.
PensacolaChamber.com. Phone number is 475-4999.
Thank you so much, Todd, for being here. This has been the Pensacola Chamber Connection on Pep Talk.